From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Syrian military spokesman says the government army has recaptured the town of Palmyra from Islamic State militants. He says the government is in control of the whole city. The statement said the government was able to take control of the city with the help of Russian air support. Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who has been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. A Malaysian attorney general said Thursday the period under which Kim can be held without charges is about to run off, and they run out, by the way, and then they didn't have enough evidence to file any charges. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive battleship ever built, a high-profile event showcasing his pledge this week to dramatically boost U.S. military spending.
This is American craftsmanship at its biggest, at its best, at its finest. American workers are the greatest anywhere in the world.
The president spoke in Newport News, Virginia, aboard the $13 billion USS Gerald R. Ford. Federal law enforcement agents have searched three facilities of the American heavy equipment manufacturer Caterpillar Incorporated in the U.S. Midwest. A Caterpillar spokeswoman says the company is cooperating with law enforcement but gave no further details about the searches on Thursday. This is VOA News.